Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here. It means so much to us when you spend some time, you know, you need a little Disney talk, and we have it here, and we love sharing our passions with you. Today, we're talking about Adventures by Disney. What does it mean when you travel with Adventures by Disney? Where can you go? What are you going to experience? What are some of the perks? Pam fills us in with all of this information, and I think it's got me looking at all kinds of itineraries and places I want to visit in the world, and maybe you will as well. So a little bit different show today, but we're going to, you know, dream together and get ready to travel. Once the world opens back up, man, that is the time to take your next big Disney vacation. You can travel the world with Disney, not just to the theme parks, not just on the big ocean liners. You can do some pretty cool stuff with the Disney. So we're going to talk about that today. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please use our Amazon affiliate link. Anytime you do that online shopping, it sure helps us out. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, if you want to support the show and get some extra content in your week, become a patron. Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1754 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you, and grab your beret, or grab a lei? You got to grab something exotic, because today, we're traveling with Disney. We're talking Adventures by Disney, and I know a lot of our listeners have taken these adventures. They come back, and they're raving about what great experiences they had, but I bet you many of our listeners, you know, we've heard of Adventures by Disney because maybe you see it on a bus on your Walt Disney World vacation. Sometimes you see it on the resort TV, you know, a little infomercial about it. But today we're going to talk about what Adventures by Disney really is and how it could be that next trip that you haven't even thought of yet. It's a great way to see the world with the comfort of the Disney brand and also to get access to things that near mortals typically don't get. So joining us today to have a fun conversation about some, you know, we got to daydream about stuff. It's still 2020. It's the longest 7 years of my life. So we're going to talk about when the world gets back to normal, what cool stuff we can do again. So joining me here, we have Ricky from touringplans.com and themouseforless.com. What's up, Ricky? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And I have to say, Adventures by Disney has been on my bucket list for a number of years now, and it will happen at some point. I'm looking at a few options, but it's definitely right up there for like one of the trips that I'm going to have to take in the near future. So yeah, it's definitely up there. And I'm sure once I start, as Pam says, it's like Pringles or whatever chip it was. Once you start, you can't stop. So,
I think that was Ruffles and you just can't
Ruffles. Eat one, but, got the wrong chip brand. It's fine.
I know my chips. Okay, I'm going to ask all three of us this. I'm going to ask myself first. Well, I'll ask you first, ladies first, but then I'll give mine. Right now, of the offerings, if Adventures by Disney came and said, Ricky,
easy,
you are awesome. You don't know what the question is.
I already know what it is.
You have to give your co-host the trip of their dreams. So you didn't know. No, just kidding. No, but if you could take any adventure you want out of the offerings right now, where in the world would you go?
I mean, 100%. That backstage magic at Disneyland, that's the one I'm eyeing like so hardcore. Like it would either be that or some sort of Adventures by Disney trip that took me to Tokyo, and then I was able to, or, you know, the Shanghai. And so then I was able to experience those resorts as well, you know, because that right there would be the best way, I think, to be able to experience those resorts. Is not only do you get, you know, a little bit of the culture from the Adventures by Disney, but then you also get the access to the Disney park. I think on some of them, not all of them, of course. But like, that is like my ultimate, like, that I think would be the easy, especially for like a first time to go to one of those, you know, areas, and not speaking the language. Something like Adventures by Disney is so key, especially having been to France and not speaking the language, having somebody as your like person to help you, guide you through it all, that actually speaks both languages is huge. So yes, those are kind of my two in mind.
And we're going to address this today. It's not one person, it's two adventure guides. Yes. On every Adventures by Disney, but we're getting to that because Pam has met multiple adventure guides in her day. Pam Forrester joins us. She's the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. She's going to walk us through what it's really like to be on these adventures. Pam, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, and I'm so passionate about Adventures by Disney. And like Ricky mentioned, what happens with a lot of people is they look at the Adventures by Disney portfolio and pick something that's that they want to experience with Adventures by Disney, and they think it's going to be their bucket list trip, right? They think they're going to do one Adventures by Disney vacation, and then that would be it. But what typically ends up happening is they become passionate about the Adventures by Disney experience too, and they end up being repeat guests. There's a huge percentage of people on an Adventures by Disney vacation who are repeat guests, and there's a huge percentage of people who experience Adventures by Disney who do it again. So I'm passionate about traveling to begin with, but Adventures by Disney especially, because for me, when I travel, it is about the experiences that I have and the people that I get to have them with. And nothing is more crucial to an Adventures by Disney vacation than those two principles. And they just do it better than anything else I've ever experienced. So I'm going to gush a little bit through this. I will warn you now. This is my passion about this. While I love Disney vacations, Universal vacations, cruise vacations, they're all spectacular and part of my life story, Adventures by Disney is hands down the best vacation I've ever taken. So,
all right,
boom. There's my endorsement. We're done. Yeah,
shortest show ever. Shortest show ever. No, okay. So here we go though. Adventures by Disney comes and says, "You got to give Mike an adventure." No, just kidding. They say, "Pam, punch your ticket. Where are you going in the world with us tomorrow? And everything's open. Oh. Everything's good. Where are you headed?"
This is so rough for me because there's so many that I still want to do. And I would do the ones that I have already done again. Yes. Like they were that good. So up high on my list is going to be the DNU River Cruise, because at Christmas time, I took it. It wasn't at Christmas time. And this visits a lot of the Christmas markets that Europe is so famous for. And I think that's like once in a lifetime, kind of very cool experience. But I would also say I have done Italy. I would do it again. they have a couple different Italy adventures. So maybe I'd pick a different Italy adventure than I've done. That would be off the chart awesome. And of course, Southern California would do that. My husband would say any of the ones that go to the national parks here in America, he loves the idea of that and like is pushing hard for one of those to happen. So I'm not able to pick one or two or even three. I want to do them all. So.
Yeah, I will concur. And I haven't traveled out of the United States extensively just on cruises to the Caribbean. But I will say when you got back from that Italy adventure, what about four or five years ago now, I guess, that the pictures you had, I was like, like when people say, and I don't even know if this term was around back then, living your best life. But I mean, like that was an understatement. You guys were not living your best life. You're living like your life to the exponent of 10. It was crazy.
It really was. I mean, just the things that we got to do just are like pinch yourself. You wouldn't ever think about this happening. We, they made it just such an awesome experience. And every Adventures by Disney that I've had the opportunity to do has been the same. So it's just awesome.
All right. So quickly, mine would be the one you said Steve is hankering for. I want to go out west. I want to see the national parks. Yeah. I want to go to Wyoming. I want to see, we think about the world, and I want to travel the world. I want to get to Europe. I want to go to Asia and check out, I'd like to go down. I want to go everywhere eventually in my life, but I've been to Yellowstone. I've been to Yosemite, but I didn't get to see, it was just like a drive through. It was like a National Lampoon's Vacation type thing. It was like, okay, let's go. I want to get in there and, just immerse myself. I want to be be on a dude ranch. I want to wear my Stetson. I got a Stetson. I only get to wear it when, Garth Brooks is on TV.
Please don't wear your chaps. That's all I got.
Yeah, giddy up, boy. I'm just saying. Okay, getting off topic. Let's get to it because we only have so much time. So the biggest thing is when you do Adventures by Disney, You know, say you know, we're Disney fans. A lot of us are theme park fans. You know, when you have limited, you got Walt Disney World, you got Disneyland, you got the international parks. If you're a Disney Cruise Line fan, you got four ships to go to. The thing with Adventures by Disney, 50-plus adventures over six continents. So literally, the world is your playground, as some people say. So Pam, talk to us about that.
It is. So an Adventures by Disney experience is what is known as in the industry is a guided tour. And to especially Americans, I don't think that we're as familiar with that, right? Because it sort of sounds like a bunch of people on a tour bus pointing out, and to your right, you will see Big Ben. And then over to your left now, Buckingham Palace. And you know what I mean? It doesn't sound like most of our ideas of a good vacation. But with Disney,
wait, hang on, wait, I got to stop you there, though, because the seniors at my church do those to Branson. So I'm just saying, just be careful.
That's another thing. A guided tour, a lot of people, that brings up a group of maybe older folks enjoying like something like that together, right? And they all get off the bus and go see the thing and then get back on the bus.
Go to the cafeteria on the way, you know. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Exactly. And I will tell you, there could be nothing more far from that truth than an Adventures by Disney vacation, really and truly. So when you take an Adventures by Disney vacation, the guided tour part means that there are two guides who not only help you experience where you are, but they help tell the story of where you are. And they make it something that's relatable to your whole family, the whole group that you have to be adventuring with. And the thing that stood out the most to me on our first Adventures by Disney vacation was, you know, I have been to some of these locations without Adventures by Disney. I, you know, was up and had gone through the process of planning that vacation and figuring out where I wanted to go, what I wanted to do. It was exhausting. It was a little scary to do because, you know, picking like restaurants that you're going to take your family to and they're going to be hangry. You know, they're going to be hangry. You're going to sit down. They're going to look at you and it's going to be this restaurant that you're like, I read it was good. And they all ate it, right?
12 months ago, yeah.
Oh, no. Or planning, especially when you're in Europe, planning to get from this country to that country or whatever, like the transportation, it's mind-boggling. It's overwhelming. What do you mean I can't take my car into Italy that I rented in Germany? Like, why not? And, you know, there's all this kind of stuff. So it takes that part of the planning out of it, but it let me experience these places that we were going to go to in a really personal way. And the first time I was in Europe, like we must have saw 300 churches, which were all stunningly beautiful. But by church number five, I was like, there it is. I mean, like I didn't really know what I was seeing, why I was seeing it, what importance it had, whatnot. Never happens in Adventures by Disney because not only do you not, you know, do you have the two guides who you're with through your whole adventure, they also bring local guides into the process too to come and make these things that you're visiting come alive. You don't just, you know, we've all seen probably the commercial, you don't just go to the castle in Scotland, you shoot archery there because that's a part of the process, like, you know, Merida or any of these things. They just really bring that process alive. So
that's exciting. You know, and the thing too is, and you know, I don't know if we're going to mention this today, but I wanted to jump this in because I've had a lot of guests that have gone on adventures and you're exactly right. When they go back, you know, that they want to do it again. Most of the folks I've booked Adventures by Disney for don't just book one. They, you know, within a year, they're looking at a second one or a third one. The thing too that I've learned from other agents that have gone, you and especially my guests, is that this is not something that's sold by Adventures by Disney as a benefit of the experience, but it seems like the groups that travel together, I noticed this when I taught at Space Camp too, is that the groups that travel together almost become like a family, like real relationships form, because I don't think you can really sell this, but I think it's a really cool thing that I've heard people get back and they stay in contact through social media and, you know, they become friends and they meet up and travel together, you know, outside of even other things, you know, they meet up for special events. Like, it's a shared experience where maybe you come in as strangers, but by the time you leave, you're almost friends or like a real tight-knit group. I mean, have you seen that on yours?
100%. And there's a couple of things that really bring this home. First of all, when we're planning an Adventures by Disney for a guest, if you have flexibility in your dates, you can actually talk with one of our agents and we can get in contact with the vacationistas there at Adventures by Disney and say, hey, I have a family who has a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old. They would love to travel with another family who has kids of that age, and the vacationista can help sort of make that happen. That's cool. And that's a very cool thing, right? Right there. But on each Adventures by Disney vacation, there is sort of this closing ceremony where you each sort of talk about the things that you learned or enjoyed or whatnot. I will tell you that every ceremony like this I've been to, there have been tears shed. Truly, truly, truly. And it wasn't just by me. It wasn't just by me. But
was it Steve too?
Yeah. But I just, you know, each time I experience one, I always think about this, you know, they make the stories of these places that I'm going to with this group come to life. And now I feel like all these people that I got to experience it with, and I'm going to get teary almost, are part of my story, the story of my life, because I have experienced it with them. And travel is something that helps you make lifelong friends. So that's absolutely a part of it.
That draws me in, that kind of stuff, because I love that team building. I love relationships. Yes. I mean, you're right. Shared experiences, especially when everybody's doing something new. That's a cool thing. But on the opposite side of that, you know, like you mentioned, especially, you know, teens do that. I mean, like Mallory, I'll tell you, just from the cruise experiences we've had, you know, she got to go to the Edge this last time and she's like, I want to do another cruise just because I want to go to the Edge, you know, because she made friends there. Like, bam, you know, so quick. But on the opposite side of that, they have adults only adventures. So there you go.
They do. The kids at home. They do. So that's part of it too. I mean, there are first of all, the adventures as a whole are typically something that the whole family can enjoy together. And if you have real young kids, like kids 5 or under, there are definitely adventures that we will steer you to or steer you away from because the activities may not be suitable for that. But for the most part, there's going to be options that are available for the whole family. And it's something that really appeals to sort of a multi-generational kind of family group. I mean, imagine being your grandparents and like being able to take not only your kids, but your grandkids. I mean, that is a true awesome experience. But there are certain dates each year in different itineraries that are set aside just for the adults. And that would be people that are 18 years or older to experience that kind of trip. And that's for people who are looking for that kind of experience. Not that they want to avoid kids or whatever. It's just that it does make for a difference. And, you know, I think that's a huge benefit as well.
Yeah, and you mentioned that. And I will say, you know, 2020 has just been 2020. We all know where we've been, but I had a guess, you know, I had a guess that was, I thought this was like the absolute coolest thing. And it was a grandpa and a grandson, and they were going to go to Peru together, you know, do the Peru Adventures by Disney. I mean, how cool would that be? Because they're going to reschedule once this all calms down and gets going again. They're going to do it. Yeah. But I mean, I was thinking, God, the memories they're going to make going to Machu Picchu, you know, like grandpa and the grandson. Like, I mean, I just remember going and playing golf with Grandpa at Cloverleaf, you know, over in Alton, Illinois, across the river, like 20 minutes from the house. And I
did not go to Machu Picchu with my grandparents. Like, that's for sure.
But yeah. I mean, think about that. I mean, because the thing you can give your grandkids or any member of your family is your time and shared experiences, you know, and I think you just mentioned that, Pam. I mean, how amazing to bond with a child or a grandchild. That was so cool.
I agree. I think it's just, you know, it's a good choice. I guess maybe I had wished Adventures by Disney was around when my grandparents were like, hey, let's do summer vacation together. I'm like, I got something for you.
Yeah, Grandpa Roman cheated. I mean, he played Winter Rules in July just so he could, you know, raise the ball up. That's what he did. But I love my grandpa. Okay, so real quick. So we want to make sure we get this all in. So, you know, you might think, oh my gosh, you know, some of these are like, you know, they're very involved. They're very, you know, far away and stuff like that. But, you know, they've thought about this and there's a way to kind of get your feet wet with a quick adventure, a quick escape. So talk to us about that, Pam. If people are like, I'm kind of curious about this. I'd like to give it a shot, but I don't want to commit to like a, you know, a 12 day, you know, thing to South America. How can you get your feet wet?
They do. So Adventures by Disney a few years ago came up with something that they call Adventures by Disney Escapes. And it's basically a 2 to 5 night excursion to, you know, certain destinations. And some of them are here, again, in North America, for those of you who, you know, want to concentrate on those. And the other thing you can do, too, is Disney Cruise Line on certain itineraries has an Adventures by Disney component to it that you can add to that experience. So if you're looking to sort of extend your Disney Cruise Line experience, the ones in Europe sometimes have this available. I know Copenhagen does, and Barcelona, and even the Disneyland Resort one has that, you know, available. So that's a way that you can sort of get your feet wet in the Adventures by Disney experience to see if it's something that might appeal to you or your family, and test it out, as they say.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, because I've looked at those too, because I think this is, you know, I mean, say your family and, you know, you don't have endless income sources. This is a, you know, this is a more economical way to have a really cool experience. There's places like, I looked at one, you know, because it's only, it's not far away from me. I'm in St. Louis, in the middle of America. There's one for to Nashville. But I mean, you got to go down there for basically like a long weekend, but you got to experience like the country music. You know, you got to go in the studios where Elvis recorded and where, you know, all these people that if you're a country music fan, again, you know, it's not far away. And I think coming out of this, you know, this pandemic that we're in right now, maybe that's a good way to ease yourself back into travel, you know, domestic travel first, and then maybe international travel later. And you kind of get the lay of the land as to how it's going to work with Adventures by Disney with one of these quick escapes.
Yeah, you do. They have some here in Boston. They have the Disneyland one. They have a New York City one. They have winter in Wyoming. That sounds a little bit like, you know, I'm just having like romantic snow pictures, not the gross having to shovel the snow pictures, right? I mean, these are like that nice fluffy white snow and we'll be trudging through it together.
Jingle bells all the time. Like ching, 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 ching.
Yes,
exactly. Not the one where you have to drag out the snowblower and like snow blow the driveway. Like somebody else has done this for us, folks. I'm just saying that. But I think that those are great ways to sort of test this, you know, the escapes. That's something you can look into for sure.
Well, too, and you mentioned also, because I want to talk cruising, and I want to talk, first of all, the add-ons to the regular Disney Cruise Line adventure. So say you're going to Europe for a Mediterranean cruise or Barcelona, you know, something, you're going over there and you're, if you're from the States, you know, it's a big, you know, it's a lot of logistics getting over there. I would say to add this on because you're going to get this extra experience and get to immerse yourself more in that culture, maybe post-cruise or pre-cruise, depending on when it's offered. And I will say, this is one thing I wanted to hit too before we, you know, wrap this show. I didn't want to miss this, is that the accommodations that you get with Adventures by Disney are basically stunning. I mean, you know, we all go to Walt Disney World. Sometimes you stay at Pop Century. Sometimes you stay at Riverside. Sometimes you stay at the Grand, you know, or sometimes you stay at, you know, a beach club and, you know, concierge level. I mean, the thing is, when they tell you where you're staying and how the room is set up for your guests, it's, I mean, you're traveling first class. Absolutely.
It is. So I will, here's my little hint to people. You know, when you go to different countries, sometimes the hotel accommodations are not exactly what you may be used to.
Twin beds.
And I'm not saying it's good or bad, but right, like your bed, like it could be a twin bed. Like how many hotels here in America do you go to that has a twin bed?
It's like the old Love Boat. I mean, you know, like they'd have the gigantic room that's as big as my basement, you know, as their stateroom, but then they would have twin beds. So I'm just saying.
Right, right. Charo may be there. Yeah, I don't know. Exactly. But anyway, so I think one of the things that for me is really appealing is that no matter where you're going in the world, Disney is looking for accommodations that will be something that's comfortable to most travelers. And when I say comfortable, I mean really posh and awesome, like comfortable to the 5 times extreme. It's just, you're really going to enjoy the accommodation. And that is part of the process. When you're traveling, especially internationally, I think to have comfortable and familiar accommodations, something that's, you know, makes the travel experience better, is there's no one happy when you aren't getting sleep and you aren't getting food that you know and like.
Right? You guys know. You guys know. That's me. Quit looking at me. That's me.
It is. It is, Mike. He gets hungry. Exactly. So, and he does like to sleep.
I do. I got to get 9 o'clock, man. I got to be tucked in. So go ahead.
But the Adventures by Disney guides, whether you're traveling with people who have those needs or maybe you have a really picky eater, guess what they're going to know how to help with? Really picky eaters. And they won't look at you like when you're in Italy and you're like, yeah, my child doesn't like this pizza because they're used to Domino's from at home and this isn't anything like Domino's. They're going to be able to help out. They're going to be able to be like, whatever, you know, your child is only used to getting Chef Boyardee. Well, then we're going to be able to work something out that will help them out. Even in Italy, they will be able to help you with finding those kind of locations where you can get the kind of food that you want. So I think that that's just part of the overall package. It's like, check that off as something I don't have to think about. I don't have to think about, you know, where is my child going to get chicken nuggets here? So they'll be able to help.
And not for nothing, you know, you don't have to mess with your luggage either. Like, they're going to help you with that. You know, that's a big deal.
Yes. I always thought this was something that they came and they would talk to us about. When they first introduced Adventures by Disney, they're like, and you don't have to touch your luggage. And I'm like, well, like, I travel all the time and I have to haul my luggage everywhere. It's not that big of a deal. Whatever. I mean, that's nice. It sounds very, you know, poshy posh, but, you know, I don't have to travel that way. I'll be fine. Well, let me tell you what this looked like. We got off the train in Venice and we see all these tourists lugging their luggage behind them up and down all the hundreds of different footbridges that are through Venice. And did we have to do that? No. We walked out of the train station, down the road a little bit, stepped onto our gondola that took us to our lovely, lovely accommodations, and wow, my luggage was there. It was waiting for me there. So, I mean, wow. I was like, oh, okay, now I think I kind of see why this is cool.
Yeah,
so,
once you do that, it's going to be hard to go back. I'm just saying. It's one of those things.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And now I'm like constantly like, why do I have to touch my luggage?
Barbaric. So I will say, I want to hit a couple of things too, is that, you know, what I've noticed is, you know, we have all different personality types, especially in our listening audience. You know, you have the folks who just want to, you know, maybe you're just a very laid back, you're at that point in your life where you don't want to have to walk an extra step. You just want to take it easy. You want to go to wine tastings. You want to be, you know, serve the greatest foods in the world. And there are adventures that cater to that. But also kind of on the opposite side of the spectrum, you know, we have ultra marathoners, you know, we have our running squad, and there are adventures where you can get out there and really push yourself physically to, you know, to have experiences that, you know, it's for like the aggro aggressive person that wants to get out there and really, you know, do some things that are slightly scary, slightly challenging, because I know they'll tell you, you know, you're going to be at elevation when you do this at the beginning of the hike. So you got to make sure you're in good shape, which I think is great, because it's not, like you said, it's not just, you know, getting on the church bus, heading to Branson and going to Pope's cafeteria. You can really get out there and really push yourself on one of these adventures, which I like. I think that caters to a certain audience.
Yeah, those are two very different things. Yes,
yes, they are. All right. So, Ricky, would you zip line?
I am a little afraid of heights.
No, it's awesome. I did it in Jamaica, man. It was awesome.
So I would like to tell myself that I would zipline because I think it is cool. I don't know how easily when I get up there and they're hooking me into it and I look down and I go, what the? You
know? Would we have to push you? We'd have to push you.
Oh, I want to push. You'd have to push me. I mean, I would have a great time once I got going, but like at first it would be like, oh, dear God, what am I going to do? Yes,
you're facing a fear, though, and you're overcoming, you know, and I think that's what travel is all about. You're trying something new.
Yes. It is. What about whitewater rafting?
Yeah, I have no problem with whitewater rafting. That's fine.
Way more likely to be killed. Mike, would you do it? That. Yeah, I would totally do it. Yeah, but whitewater rafting scares me way more than ziplining. So.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that those are the things. There are things that do, opportunities that do sort of push you out of your comfort level, and some that are maybe a little bit scary, right? I mean, just really for a lot of people. And the great thing about that is that Adventures by Disney is pretty good about having two options for people. Like, there might be one that's a little more challenging.
Can I go on the child zip line? I feel like that's much more my speed. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And so they usually offer a couple different options for that space. But yeah, I think, you know, again, that's another thing about travel that we all enjoy is it sort of does push you out of your comfort zone. I mean, some of that is a little more uncomfortable than other things. But I think to be able to experience that when you're there with a bunch of people and doing something like that, you're sort of more likely to do it, right? Yeah, I mean, you're like, I paid this money, I'm here, I'm doing it. So,
and trust me, if I was there with you guys, you would make sure that I would end up doing it. Yes, you'd be like, go, you're doing it. Yes,
we came here to climb this mountain, and by God, we're going to get to the top. Let's go.
And by God, we're going to push you off the zip line. Yes.
That's right. But then at the end of it, maybe you'll be able to sit in the jungle and have this awesome meal, and that will be part of your memory too. So there's going to be a little reward.
I love that. Yeah,
there would have to be at that point.
You'll be the hero of your team, of your squad. All right. So one of the things we all know about Disney cruises, we talked about those, you know, for years and years, you know, being on the ships and stuff and the fantasy dream, wonder and magic. But let's talk river cruising for a second, because that's something that Adventures by Disney added, I'd say maybe 5 years ago or so, and I've never done one, but they seem, they're obviously, you know, a mega ship experience and a river cruise is like, I don't know, like a mansion, you know, and then just like this small little, you know, place, but it's also very comfortable, and it's got what you need, but it doesn't have anything you don't, I would guess. I haven't done it, Pam. So walk us through what a river cruise through Europe is like. That's got
to
be fun.
So this, to me, I, you know, remember when we were first starting to consider this idea of doing this river cruise, and we had to fly into Budapest. And I remember saying to Steve, do people go to Budapest for vacation?
Like, it sounds like you're the secret agent or something. We're flying into Budapest.
I remember when you were like, yeah, I'm flying into Budapest. I'm like, you're going where? Yeah,
nice knowing you. We got an opening on the podcast for October.
That's right. I'm like having like, not nightmares, but I was kind of like, huh, okay.
I'm doing this.
We're going to Budapest. That's what we're doing. Okay, this is where we're going to start our luxury river cruise vacation, right?
Exactly. That sounds so luxurious.
I know, right? But the thing about a river cruise is they are so much smaller. So we're talking about 200 people really on your ship. And it's a different experience than an ocean cruise for so many reasons. First of all, the staterooms are different. And Adventures by Disney partnered with Alma Waterways, which is really a leader in terms of having a luxury river cruise adventure. And that's important because Disney really does, you know, they make partnerships with some of the best in the industry. And that's a cool part of it. But the great thing about a river cruise in particular is we went from Budapest and we ended up in Germany, and, you know, we're in different countries and got to experience all these incredible things. And Budapest was one of my favorites. I mean, being able to look at the Parliament building at night, I post that picture on Instagram every now and then because it's just one of the coolest things I've ever got to do. It's just that cool. But if you tried to do that on a land tour, here's what your day is going to look like. A lot of like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to get in the car. We're going to drive to the next country. We're going to sleep. We're going to get up. We're going to repack. We're going to do something there. Then we're going to drive to the next country. The great thing about a river cruise is like an ocean cruise. You get on board and you're in that stateroom throughout your duration. In fact, most of the time they're doing a lot of the cruising at night when you're sleeping and you sort of wake up in a new location. That to me is a very cool experience. But the other part of it that was really cool is, unlike being out in the ocean where definitely sitting on your balcony and gazing at the open sea is awesome, you are so much closer to these little villages and stuff that you're sailing by. I mean, that's a very cool thing that you can see off of both sides of the ship, and you're just sailing into what literally looks like a real life fairy tale there in Europe. And that's a cool thing too. And the great thing about river cruising is that, first of all, almost everything's included in a river cruise. Your excursions when you get off the ship each day, they're included. Your wine and beer during meals, that's included. You have these great meals available to you each day too. That's included. So the river cruise thing is a very interesting experience. And another reason why Adventures by Disney is doing it so well is they're actually, once again, making this something that's accessible to the whole family. Prior to Adventures by Disney and Alma kind of doing it, again, this was something that maybe didn't appeal to young people with families. It was maybe for an older crowd or those who didn't have young children at home. This has made it, again, more accessible to everyone. So
yeah, that's the big thing too. You know, it's just the slower pace that I would experience, you know, that I would expect. And then being so close to, you know, sailing by and you're actually seeing life happen through Europe, you know, instead of just, I mean, cause there's some, you know, the ocean's beautiful and everything, but it's not, it doesn't change. You know, I'd imagine like every 10, 15 minutes it's ever changing, you know, and you're seeing a snapshot of life in Europe.
It was. We saw everything from beautiful little towns on the river that had like these stately churches or an awesome like center town clock that was going off as we went through to people, let's say, bathing in Europe. And I was like, oh, okay. Yes, they are. Hi, how are you? Just bombs. We just saw bombs.
Great. We've had this thing as a clean show all the time. Now we got to change it now. Little bum. No, it's okay. So we've talked about, you know, you can go domestically, you can go internationally, you can go by land, you can go by river. You know, you have all these options. You can add on to your ocean going Disney cruise. Lots of options. So where would you have people go to check out information? And more importantly, are there ways to save some money on this as we kind of wrap today's show?
Yeah, there are. So you can stop by the Magic for Less Travel and we can start the process there for us. If you don't know exactly what you want to do, or you have an idea of there's a couple that appeal to you, we can help you narrow that down and get you some real pricing and things like that. But like Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney sorta is priced on the same tier. Like as the adventures fill up, the price increases and the availability is just not there as much. So the best time to book is soon after the itineraries are released. The 2021 itineraries are out there and they actually have an early booking savings that can save you up to $750 per person. It's only through the end of August. We don't know if that will be extended, but right now is sort of a great time to take advantage of this because they have a flexible cancellation policy that's happening right now. And what that means is that everything booked for future trips through the end of September 2020 will be subject to fully refundable deposits up until your final payment date. And that's not typically how these kind of vacations work. Typically, you pay the deposit and it's non-refundable or refundable only as a credit towards another one or something like that. So again, this is something that you can sort of feel safe planning right now and know that you'll get your money back regardless of what will happen there. And I will say too, and Mike can attest to this, anytime we've had to cancel an Adventures by Disney vacation or Disney had to cancel because of COVID, they've been awesome to work with in terms of our guests. So they're a stand-up company and they're going to do everything that they can to make things go well. So,
all right. So a lot to look at and a lot to, you know what, you know, we've said this has kind of been the mantra for the Magic for Less, you know, because obviously we're all passionate about travel and that's what we do for a living. And the thing is, we've said this many times, especially say in spring and in early summer, was, you know, dream now, travel later was kind of our mantra there for a little bit, you know, plan now, travel later if you can't get out there, because right now we know things are up in the air, but there's really not a risk, you know, book that adventure, have something to look forward to and let's hope for the best in 2021. And chances are you'll get out there and I mean, have maybe the best vacation of your life. I think, you know, coming out of this, this is the time to do that blowout vacation. You know, I think we all deserve it. We've been locked down too long.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We all deserve it at this point.
This is it, man. It's you know, this isn't the time to go down the street to Six Flags. This is time to get out there and see the world when we get the opportunity, right? I mean, that's what I think.
I know. And I'll share, just to wrap up, I'll share one of the stories that I always tell when I'm talking about Adventures by Disney. And I've probably told on the podcast before, but it was on episode 300 and whatever. And now we're up to 700 and some. But one of our agents had gone on one of the first Adventures by Disney trips that was offered and had, you know, he shares the story and it's something that I love to share too, just sort of tell you how this travel, you know, sort of becomes part of your story too. He was on an Adventures by Disney trip, and there was, you know, this wrap up at the end where they're all talking about this. And this was a kid, he said, that, you know, had the opportunity to sort of interact with other kids being there. A single mom had brought along her daughter, and she enjoyed having that time there. And they were going around at the end and asking everyone what they enjoyed the most. And you hear all kinds of awesome things. And this little girl, who was, I think, preteen in age, said that the thing that she enjoyed the most was getting to know her mom more on the Adventures by, right? If that doesn't pull at your heartstrings, I don't know what does. But I just thought that's such a great example of the different things that travel can bring to your life. And the fact that kids like are that insightful, that they get to hear that, that they get to pull that out and say, like, the thing that they enjoyed the most was getting to know her mom better. I mean, that's heartwarming, and you can't pay for something like that. It's just, you know, it's part of what you get through this whole travel experience. And I think there are few companies in the world that do it as well as Disney does. And it's, you know, it's something that I, like I said, I'm at the very beginning, I'm passionate about it. So just because what I know it will bring to your life.
All right. Well, that's it. So if you want to check out more information, drop by themagicforless.com. Not going to do the ad read at the end, 'cause we talked about it all day, but really, I mean, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, now is the time to maybe, you know, give it a shot and at least explore it. I mean, because like I said, I want to go out west, but not, you know, knowledge kind of gets you, because now if I decide to drive out there, you know, in the old Trailblazer or whatever, it's not going to be the same now that I know. So yeah, just check it out. Drop by the Magic for Less. There's a tab there for Adventures by Disney, and just explore. And while you're there, fill out a quote form. We'll get you some availability, you know, get some dates that are open, maybe some dates that are adult only, because they have different, you know, some adventures have both, you know, family one, adults only. Get you some initial pricing, get you in on that savings, you know, if we can here before the end of August. We're just going to take good care of you. So check it out today and, you know, see the world. See the United States. See the Danube River, you know, the Rhone. What do you got? See everything. So check it out today over at themagicforless.com. Don't forget, you can support the show with our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And you can become a patron of the show, patreon.com/brguestpodcast, for extra content each and every day. So, if you know, four times a week isn't enough, we'll go there. Also, Discord. I didn't know what it meant 2 weeks ago either. You're looking at me like, Mike, what's Discord? I just learned. We got smart listeners. It's like a virtual chat that goes 24/7 with listeners all around the world. I was looking at it during the show. Jenny from Australia is in there. She said good morning. She confused me because we're recording. I'm getting ready to go have dinner. But that's what it is. It's a live chat with all of our listeners. So if you want to talk to somebody, hey, that'd be a great spot to connect with somebody. Talk about Adventures by Disney. I'm sure a lot of our listeners, I know a lot of our listeners have done these adventures. You know, give feedback. What did you like? Where did you go? What was it like? You know, tell us about the tour guides, you know, the everything. Tell us about what you got to do culturally in those locations. Great place to connect. So check it out. The link is in our Facebook page and over at brguestpodcast.com. Give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter, at BRGuestMike, at BRGuestPod. And, of course, look for the BR Guest Podcast on Facebook and YouTube as well. All right, time to get out of here. Let you get on with your weekend. We'll be back again on Monday with another great trip report. This is going to be a fun one. We're talking with a high school senior about going down to Walt Disney World on an unexpected trip. It's a really cool perspective. Great guest, and you're going to love this one coming up on Monday. So Sunday night, don't forget, join us for the live call-in show as well, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, Facebook and YouTube. Give us a call. We love talking Disney. All right, time to get out of here. Let's have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe, stay healthy. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Have a good one. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.